and friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
"28 Summers" was
so amazing.
Amazing. Should we get into it?
Yeah, let's do. I loved how these two get together.
Yeah, I did too. There's a lot of characters in this book.
I think
do
that
we want to explain the characters?
I feel like there's
everybody who's at our deathbed at the end. I think we should include a little characterness.
Yeah. So Mallory is the protagonist.
Yep. And she's a combination of
actually,
Lisa and
this
Courtney's
is a dual protagonist.
Yeah,
because Mallory and Ursula are.
Yes, true.
It's really because we get to see their character growth. We get to understand who they are, what they want, and so they're like, they're my girls.
They are. I love both of them.
Yes,
I really like.
I felt
both
like
of
we
these
got a good
are.
Perspective from both of them.
Yeah,
but I feel like Mallory was the primary protagonist.
She is.
For
she
sure.
is. Yes, but well, she dies pretty, at the end, so we have to like spend more time with her.
Well, I mean,
the other one's
just
going to be president,
mostly,
so like...
It's kind of told.
Are you okay? It has a slide.
Wee! Mallory just went down.
Damn, I didn't know this had a slide out on it. I was like...
she was sitting on a non-chair.
I don't know. We'll figure it out later.
Should we come up with a real seat?
No. Look, I fixed it.
Okay.
Good as new. Nothing
broken?
To see her, folks. Nothing to see her, folks. I'm going to
turn
lounds, it this way.
She lounds pretty.
You know my legs were up in the air spread. This is like my normal position.
Oh, God, no.
It's totally cheesy. That's not. I don't believe in that. That's
I mean,
wrong.
I do a lot of yoga, too. It's fine.
Is that what we're calling it these days?
That's what we're calling it.
She does hot yoga just to mess up and make it sound
I get
worse.
Sweaty.
She gets all sweaty in hot yoga.
And I don't even have to do anything. I just lay there and I'm like, wow, I'm sweaty. What's happening? So,
all the people in this story go way back. I mean, Mallory and Leland were like
best friends.
Grew up right next door to each other. Or was it
I don't know their proximity,
street.
But yeah.
But it's in the same neighborhood.
Yes, yeah.
So.
And then Leland dated Link, who was...
No, not Link.
Oh, I'm sorry, that'd be gross.
Yeah, that would be
so
really, really
Leland
gross.
And... So Mallory's
am I
older brother, Cooper.
Yes.
His best friend...
yes.
Frey, thank you.
Frazier,
but
Frazier,
they call
Frey. Frey.
Actually dated Leland all through high school.
Yeah, so the two siblings' best friends
dated
each other's best friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All through high school.
Yeah.
And that plays a part.
That's
it
a
does.
Huge part.
Huge
and
part.
And then Mallory's brother, Coop, in
They're
college.
In a fraternity.
Was in a fraternity,
Was in a fraternity, and his older brother in the fraternity is?
Jake McCloud.
Mallory and Jake make a connection when she calls
Cooper.
Her brother.
Yeah.
And he answers the phone a couple of times.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And
they are cute.
They even just had that chemistry.
They did.
Just from the beginning. Like they both were like, oh, this, like they had this weird click.
Yeah.
And he would even try to answer.
He was kind of like waiting by the phone, waiting for Mallory to call.
Exactly. Just because he's just like, I need to. And so they were really kind of secretly excited to meet each other. Like there was anticipation.
And they're one of their very, so this is something that they do every year. One of the first thing.
But I want to say one more thing before we get into that is just, I want to paint the backstory with Jake.
Mm-hmm.
He too, since middle school, had dated his like, Ursula.
That's true, ever and ever.
So we need to be like very well aware that he has a long history.
Very long history.
Since middle school and, with Ursula.
Yeah, yes. Ursula was his twin sister's best friend.
Yes.
And he is deeply connected to Ursula because Ursula was the only friend that his twin sister had and supported her throughout her
cancer.
It was cystic fibrosis.
And so after that, he just had a real soft spot for Ursula.
Yeah.
And his twin
died.
Well, but then also Ursula, doesn't she lose a family member?
This is part of Ursula's character arc and stuff too, where Ursula, when she was super younger, I mean, Ursula has a golden heart, but she's a hard ass.
She is got goals in life.
Yes,
she's a hard worker.
She's crazy. Yes,
by the book.
But she also has a really good heart.
She
has a great heart, but she will let work. The drive for work to do good, override everything else. It reminds me a lot of my husband.
to her own health detriments. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yes, she's unbalanced that way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, her intentions are always, I feel like,
absolutely,
good.
Yeah. Just a golden person and willing to work to help make the world a better place. That's her number one goal in life.
Yes, yeah.
And everybody knows that.
And Jake is super charismatic, gets along, very friendly. He could sell dirt.
Yep. Yeah. And dirty dirt. Yes. Yeah. You can't not love him.
Yes.
So at the beginning of the story, we kind of get a feel for all these characters and their connections with each other.
Yeah.
So then the story really starts Memorial Weekend.
And Jake is on a break.
Is getting married. And while Jake is on a break from Ursula.
Yeah.
They're on and off again relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Cooper's, I mean, throughout the book, you love Cooper.
Oh my
God.
He is unlucky in love, for sure. He's so sweet.
He just falls in love and wants to marry every woman he ever dates.
Yeah.
And so it starts with him, bachelor party with his very first, he's got so... his best friend, Frey, and then Jake, his college best friend.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have their guys' weekend. And Mallory had just inherited her aunt's cabin on a beach.
Yeah.
Like, incredible property on Nantucket.
Nantucket.
And so she's like, come here for the weekend. And she talks Frey into coming because her best friend, Leland, she talked her into coming,
but actually, before, she was living with Leland in
New York,
and Leland was actually kind of a terrible best friend.
Yeah. She did become a terrible best friend.
Yeah. Kind of.
I think when they were younger, I feel like Mallory reflects on their relationship and she's like,
That's who Leland is.
My relationship with Leland has always been Leland has been running the show, a taker.
Mallory is a giver.
Yes.
100%.
Absolutely.
And so she is going to always have takers in her life.
Yes, exactly.
And when this love story really starts taking place, that beginning of that Memorial Weekend, Mallory she's been in a tough spot in New York living with Leland and just not
finding herself. New York is not her thing. Yeah.
So when she inherits this property, it's like a godsend.
Yeah.
She is.
Picks up and goes there.
Imagine?
No, I can't. It would be amazing.
That property would be worth millions.
Yes. But I love the fact that that wasn't her. She's like, I'm not going to sell the property and then use that money to make it work in New York. She's like, I'm connected to that property. I'm grounded to that property. She loved the relationship she had with her uncle
and aunt
and stuff. And so she was the only one who honored them. And so it was
really super
sentimental. And so she's just like, nope, I'm just going to go there and live in the old cabin.
She makes it work. She gets a waitressing job
until she gets a teaching position.
She rides her bike everywhere until she gets that Bronco.
Yes. It's a kind of truck. Yeah, something less sporty and cute and like matches her lifestyle.
Yes.
And so she just really blossoms in this place. But when she was doing this.
She gets a job at this summer house pool. Which is
Beach House restaurant, waiting tables.
And it's the place to go. She's like, and
that's a great way to meet a community too.
Yeah, oh, it is.
Everyone will get to
Well, but what, when she left,
oh, it's a
when
1977 blazer. She buys a 1977 blazer.
Yeah.
And
at this point, what, it's 20 years old?
Yep, and she just gets it the day. But Leland was involved in all this because when she left New York, as she left New York, you know, the last, when she told Leland, no, I'm just going to ditch, then Leland kind of got nice again for like a little bit, like, oh, okay, I'll be nice again for a little bit. And then they were like, okay, well, yeah, no, I'll totally come visit you. So there was like this ambiguous Memorial Day weekend, Leland was going to come. Labor Day weekend, Leland was going to come.
I always get this holidays mixed up.
No, it was
Labor Day.
No, it's
Labor
Day. It's right before.
Saying Memorial?
I don't know.
I think we all have.
Labor
we just entertain. It's Labor Day. So she had this up in the air thing that, okay, the last time I talked to Leland, there was this sort of maybe she'll come Labor Day weekend. But then she didn't hear anything. So then when her brother was like, oh, we're going to come up over Labor Day, you know, that's my bachelor party is. She's like, oh, yeah, come here. And she's like, well, I kind of had this, like, we sort of talked about it, but we haven't even discussed it forever kind of thing. And Leland and I are just in this weird partner relationship. So she didn't know if Leland was going to show up.
And then Cooper was like, oh. Then we're coming.
Like a week before Cooper was thinking about calling off the bachelor party, but then that's also when she found out that Leland was going to be coming.
Yeah.
And then Cooper was like, oh, but Frey's still in love with Leland, so we'll definitely come now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I love that about Cooper because he's like just super romantic.
Oh, he is so adorable.
You're like, oh my gosh.
He is just a hopeless little, like.
He is a hopeless romantic.
I'm in love with the idea of being in love, but don't know really if I really want to deal with all the technicalities of what being in love means.
And I think like Cooper and Mallory, like the siblings and their parents, like they were just, you know, your traditional like sweet little country club folk. And they were just solid traditional people.
Her father's name is Senior.
That's right.
And the mother's name is Kitty.
Kitty?
No.
I just love how
Kitty and Senior, you know.
You pretty much, that's their identity.
And Kitty and Senior could not raise anything but like lovesick romantics.
Yeah, and Kitty drills it in to Mallory on how to be the perfect hostess. And, you know, she brings her up right with the proper manners. And
yes.
That's so cute.
Which Mallory is like,
she's a rebellious person because she's like, I don't want to have anything to do with country club life. I'm going to just leave this, beach island life. And I'm going to be a teacher and I'm going to just do my thing here.
Yes. Yes. So they all converge on Nantucket for Labor Day. Like all
I once knew a girl from Nantucket. Sorry, go ahead.
I love your squirrel brain. I got one too.
And now everyone's saying we should just fuck it.
Oh my gosh. And they're on Nantucket and Frey, they get a little wasted, don't they? And Frey, Frey is upset.
Well, because Leland was a classic Leland bitch.
Yeah. Saw her New Yorker friends and ditched everybody.
Yeah.
So.
She's a social climber.
They're having a great time. Well, so they're having a great time. And Mallory and Jake kind of just really
they're connecting.
And they go to the local bar.
Yeah.
And they're
Leland and Frey are making out in the backseat of the car.
Yeah, on the way there. But then once they get to this bar, everything like breaks down. Cooper doesn't come because he has his fiance.
And she's being like, how dare you leave me to go, I need you.
Yeah.
So
you can already tell this isn't going to work out.
So Cooper is stuck at the house talking to his girlfriend. Everyone else goes to the bar. Then Leland ends up leaving with her friends from
New York.
Frey gets upset. And so
he gets wasted.
Jake and Mallory are left
babysitting,
dealing with all this. So then they drive Frey, who's upset, back to the cottage. He runs out of the cottage and
out to the ocean.
And they're worried he's drowned in the ocean.
Yeah. When they realize that Cooper's gone.
Mm-hmm. Because they went in to check on Cooper real fast. And while they were going in to check on Cooper, Frey went up like, ran out to the ocean. They were like, okay, we'll deal with that in 2 seconds. Let's go check on Cooper right now, because Cooper can talk Frey down better than anyone else. They go inside, realize that Cooper's not there.
He's left a note. He's like, he's gone back.
And in that 5 minutes, you know, while they were trying to figure out what was up with Cooper, Frey. Yes.
So basically, that would be a terrifying situation. Like,
oh my gosh.
I thought he was going to be dead.
Oh, I did too. They go out and they find his clothes.
Yeah.
And not Frey.
Yeah.
Yes. And didn't the whole book start with them standing on the beach?
Yeah.
You know? And so there was that little flashback at the very beginning of the book, which started, and I thought, so I really thought Frey was dead.
Yeah, I did too.
Because they called the police.
They're like frantically.
He's not, just so you know,
hours.
Boys and girls.
Yeah, he's not.
What happens is the police, the responder, or police officer,
hits
on Mallory.
Yeah, because he's met her before.
JD was his name, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that they kind of make a connection that way, but they move on
a little bit. Yeah, they're kind of a little bit. He's like,
Cooper leaves. Frey, I think he goes off to the hospital and then heads home.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just gonna walk. I just need to clear my head.
Yes.
And so it leaves,
and then
Jake and Mallory
are alone.
And they immediately act on their connection.
I was about to say there was no, like, it was like, oh, okay, we've been alone together for 5 minutes, this is happening.
Well, but it had been happening for months. Phone calls, and like, you could tell they had some chemistry. It's been years.
Could
have been years.
Because all through when Cooper was in college.
Because they're at this point, they're out of college. That's a year or two.
Right.
Or no, a couple of years, because they're all a little bit older.
And at this very point in time, Ursula and Jake are on the outs. Like, Jake was done with her bullshit. Like, he had said, you need to balance your life. This is out of control. You are putting me like in the dumpster.
Yeah.
And I don't need to be in the dumpster. Like,
later on we find out that during this time period too, Ursula was drugged and, you know, had that bad experience.
We didn't know that until way later.
Very
end. But which is the beginning of many, 28 more summers of, and
character,
I think between,
same
I think
next
the,
year they
yes.
watched that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I don't, and I think the, that was the second summer though.
Like, no, the first no, summer is when they watched the movie.
I think it was the first two summers they really establish their routine of what they do. I feel like they watched that movie
and that's why they said, you're going to be my same time next year,
yes,
no matter what.
Okay. Yes, and we won't talk to each other about anything.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know where they were going to be, and they also kind of had to set the rules. They set the rules for how the relationship would go down that first year, whereas it doesn't matter if we get married. It doesn't matter if we...
Yeah, we can be together, but we're coming here.
Yeah.
And we're going to do this.
And it's not going to... And so they set all the rules that...
Married to each other, married to anyone else.
Let me ask you this, because we're right here at this little space and time where they're both not connected to any other relationships.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Which is
important. This is a very crucial turning point for them.
Yes.
And the decisions they make that affect them for the rest of their life.
Right.
So, you know, I kind of kept going back to this point.
Why did they make
this decision? Like, I mean, I get it, but then...
Why did they choose to be same time next year instead of let's have a relationship with each other?
He knew in his heart of hearts that Ursula was always going to be
his
person, his rock. Like, he couldn't, even though he had left her, he couldn't leave her.
Yeah, there was no Ursula.
I felt like that's why he couldn't commit to anyone else.
I felt like at this point, he could have. Because
he absolutely could have.
Because I think ultimately he enjoyed being with Mallory and had a deeper connection than Ursula.
He has a more intimate relationship with Mallory. Because Ursula and him had the foundation, had all this stuff, and they came from a very strong emotional place. But Ursula kind of cut off her feelings a little bit for she decided the universal good was more important than her personal. Which is there's a lot of respect and honor in selfless. Being so selfless, she's pretty much cutting off.
It comes off as selfish, though.
It does, because it sucks to be married to someone like that.
To be the love connection of someone that's always looking out for everyone else.
And then they honestly, like, it's as a person who's like, okay, it's really hard to be the person who is married to someone like, you know, who's like, oh, I'm going to be your person. But here's the thing, you know, because the world comes before us.
And the thing is, Jake, I never felt like understood that about Ursula. He never appreciated that about Ursula.
I think he does.
You think he does?
I do. Think... He wouldn't have stayed with her and married her without understanding. Like, he understood that his greatest good in the world was going to be. He doesn't, though. He does.
I got a totally different. I felt like he felt obligated to be
there. And obligation.
But doesn't Ursula, you know, because like you see someone like that, and don't they also, like someone who's willing to give the world everything, don't they also deserve to have happiness and love and joy? I mean, and so, like, and could you get someone like, it's so hard to find someone who's so just giving of that. Like, he's an incredible, Jake McLeod is like, he is someone who is this, like, he just gets people. He's just this loving energy source, and he's going he can keep filling her bucket without getting as much back because he knows it's for the greater good.
But then also,
but it's exhausting to him. So he really needs the Mallory.
He fills his bucket every year with Mallory.
Exactly.
And he can go. And he be needs this other
the Mallory. But he needs Mallory. But he's kind of using Mallory.
The Mallory. Like, it's not real either.
It's not.
It's just like, this is like my treat.
Fantasy.
The person who, like, I need to watch what I eat, but man, once a week I get to have my cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Like, she's his unhealthy healthy.
I think it's true.
She balances his life.
I think that at this point,
you gotta have some cheesecake in life, guys.
I think at this point, they do not understand how important each other this are going is. To be in their life.
But they don't.
Not at that age. They're too young.
Well, they understand that they're just doing this
fun thing that happened in a movie, and they're like, let's replicate that.
I mean, I think they really like each other, but they're like going, well, I'm not moving to New York.
Yeah, or I'm not moving to a city.
He's in Washington, D.C.
He's in Washington, D.C.
She's like, I'm not moving to a city. And he's like, I can't move here.
Yeah.
So no, we can't really have a relationship.
Exactly.
But we have Labor Day weekend free.
Yeah.
So let's
But
do
we
this.
Can have our fantasy. Yeah. We can have our and yeah. it's more than a fantasy. It's a fantasy. It is a fantasy. It's a combination of a fantasy and a real, like, love and relationship. It's kind of, I don't know, like, for me, I feel like this was when Bob and I first started dating. That was the relationship that we had, was this like, oh, this is going to be equal parts intimacy and stuff like that. And but there was an element of fantasy in ours because I didn't ever think I was going to be with him.
As a fantasy to some degree because we don't know what is really going to happen.
Yeah.
But we have all these hopes and dreams and ideas of what our relationship is going to look like in 10, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. I feel like later on, Jake could – I mean, I think he maybe wished he had made a different choice. Like,
yes,
I think that he longs, he doesn't like working for Big Pharma. He doesn't like, he doesn't like that lifestyle.
He feels pretty guilty about what he's promoting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Until he switches over to cystic fibrosis. Yeah. And then
that's a different thing. But then he actually could have, at that point, he could have been living in Nantucket and going and doing that. So, I mean, I think at this point, they're not, they're only seeing like the immediate, like I'm being
responsible.
I have these ideas about what my next step is in life, and it's not living on Nantucket, and it's not moving to Washington.
So, but here's the thing. Our kids are at this stage in life, you know, they're not quite there, but they're going to be like, they're all starting college. And one of the most important things to do when you're in your early 20s is self-actualize.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, that's your number one goal, isn't, you know, you need to figure out who you are and self-actualize before you bring that to a couple. And this is one of those situations where you're kind of like, ah, they were smart enough to know they needed to self-actualize. But did that fuck up their relation, their opportunity to have the relationship? Because in younger, dumber days, you know, you just, oh, we're in love. Let's just get married.
Well, and because that's me. Because, like, I was at a point, because I met Brad. Mm-hmm. I was just going to summer school because the university I was at, I had to get these prereqs done before grad school.
Yeah, because you're doing that. Yeah.
And so I had to go move just for a summer so I could take those courses. Because back in that time, the internet was brand new and we couldn't do online courses.
Yeah.
And so I had to actually physically move. And he ended up being my next door neighbor. I ended up like really, really liking him.
I but know. I wasn't Red Solo to, Cup boy. And
but, I know, but I was like, I have to go to grad school. I have to. I have to finish this. And I was going to walk away.
Oh, yeah.
And
then he moved.
And he was like, well, I can't leave you. So I'm coming.
How
I'm coming
romantic is that? Like, okay, I will go with you.
But we were young.
Yeah, you guys are and so cute.
But I was determined.
And he's like, I'm following the boobs.
Well, and I would recommend, like, honestly, I would recommend any young person, don't, like, do what you need to do to succeed in life. Yeah. Don't do something based on
love
interest. But
he was at a point that it wasn't going to change the course of where he was going move with me.
Yeah. I fucked up my life by following a boy.
Yeah.
You know, like I gave up. I didn't self-actualize. I'm like, okay, instead of having my own
me and
identity,
I supported Brad.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to
Well, and you guys took turns. He followed you to your grad school, then you followed him to New York for his.
Yeah. We've always been.
Yeah. You guys.
Supportive.
You both were supportive of letting each other be and explore who, you know, you guys both got to explore what you wanted to do and who you wanted to be.
And I knew. I was like, this is happening.
Yeah.
I'm doing this.
Yeah.
So nothing's going to stop me.
So this is the beginning, this choice they make to meet each other every summer.
Yeah.
Or is the beginning of 28 more summers. And they create within like the first two summers, they create this routine.
Yeah.
A ritual, which is Jake flies in. Mm-hmm. She goes and picks him up, usually at the airport.
Yeah.
He comes back, takes a swim in the ocean while she has the burger patties ready.
Yeah.
And then they eat water crackers, water salt crackers.
Yeah, they have these
goat
traditions.
Cheese and chutney.
Yeah.
For appetizers.
Chutney.
And then they have burgers with lots of pickles on it later. And then, you know, they walk the beach and get sand dollars and, you know, they just spend, you know, the rest of the weekend doing, you know, kind of these things.
Their little rituals.
And then at the very end, the Sunday is their like
Chinese
closing.
Food
yes,
and
they
watch the movie.
Yeah, they go and get Chinese food. They watch, what is the movie called? Like this time,
same
every
time
next
same
year.
Same time next year. Yeah.
And, they take the
fortune
cookie.
Okay,
and put in the sheets after.
The sheets. So I always do that. That made me laugh so much because I've always done that. Like, but I say in bed. okay. instead of between the sheets. Yeah. Oh, and so it was like, oh, so it was so funny because like.
I love the fortune cookie part.
Yeah. Because Bob had never met anybody who'd done that before. Uh-huh. And so the first time like we had like gotten Chinese food, I'm like, oh, when you read your fortune cookie, you have to say.
Yeah.
In bed. So like Bob and I do that all the time.
Oh, are you kidding? That's a thing?
Yeah. I do it all the time. I've done it my whole life. I always. And so when
Does
she.
Does anyone else in the world do this?
I've done that my entire life.
Valerie and Mallory.
The same fortune shit. We do the same fortune shit. Yeah, I've done that my whole life.
It's an Allery-ism.
Yeah, Allery-ism. We eat Chinese food, but I say in bed, and I mean between the sheets is kind of maybe a little cuter than in bed.
That's cute.
But since my kids have been 12, like when they were 12, I just, you know,
That's
12, 13, 14.
So
you know,
freaking weird.
Yeah, so I just like, even with them, I said, hee hee hee, and then you have to add this on. They were like, Mom, you're so naughty. And
maybe
I'm like,
Ellen Hildebrand knows you.
I don't know. I think she challenged. I think Mallory is a combination of all three of our personalities.
That's what you say, but I got frustrated with her a lot.
So you get frustrated with me a lot. So there you go. Oh my
gosh. So here, but in 28 years, so many things happen in their life. You know, and Valerie. Mallory has a lot of. I mean, Jake has changes, but Mallory, since she. Jake is connected to Ursula, which means that he does make some changes, but they're not. He doesn't have like consistently people coming into his life.
He's not Cooper.
And Mallory has some other relationships.
She does. She has
too.
JD on and off throughout the years. Yes. He's a Nantucket native.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she has.
Dates the guy she bought the Bronco from.
And see, this went well before that
she
is
has
there.
The wealthy bear.
The wealthy. Oh,
which
yeah.
also comes into play later on. Like,
it
this
does, definitely. That's a huge.
Project.
That's how they're discovered.
Because he is. Yes. Like, she. How do they meet? At a
so
restaurant
she,
or something?
She, yes. She is a.
Jake's wedding day.
Oh,
yes. And Leland was a bitch.
Yes.
Oh,
so
always.
She's just bummed. So Leland comes with her girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she overhears them bitching about her. Leland was basically insulting her, saying she just, you know.
She's a follower.
She has
no original ideas.
And
she's
so because Leland's partner likes everyone's attention and likes to be the center of attention from everyone. Mm-hmm. And so Leland's partner was hitting on Mallory.
Yeah.
And Mallory was like, oh, I've never
But
been.
Leland also likes to be the center of attention.
And exactly, which is why those two battle.
Yeah.
And so they were fighting because they both wanted to be the center of attention and all that stuff. And then Mallory overhears Leland insulting her because
She's not original.
The next
morning she's just like, okay, you two take the car, do whatever. And she gets on her bike and goes to the summer pool house.
Yep. Well, also because that's the day, like they don't know this, but that's the day Jake McLeod is getting married to Ursula. And so she's having her heart's being torn out because like, so this weekend was supposed to be a distraction from her with her girlfriends, you know, and instead it's, they just insulted me, and then this, and then so she goes to the bar and basically spills her guts to this dude.
And she starts drinking, and he starts buying them both drinks. And they start a little flame. Yeah, they do. And it's nice because he says to her, "I'm just taking a break from my life. I've got this.
Yes,
I have another boat, but I'm on this boat."
And she didn't understand that he was talking about my other boats, my family and kids.
Yes.
He's like with the crew. And so he thought he was speaking in code to let her know I'm married with kids. And
she
was not on the same
she
translation.
She had no idea. Yeah. Yes, he was pretty quiet. But she started picking up
on the fact that we don't go public.
I'm always going to hurt his sailboat.
Yeah, and he doesn't talk a whole lot about himself. Like, he doesn't give me a lot of details.
Exactly.
Like,
no.
But she does, I mean, through him, she discovers her love of sailing. And then, you know, she finds out that he's married.
And then she's like, dude, why didn't you tell me, like, you should have filled me in a little bit better about that. Like, I don't want to be the other woman. Even though she's... going to be the other woman from now on.
As she's like processing that, I'm like, you are the other woman.
But not, yeah, she is. Yeah, exactly. But you are the other woman.
She always had been.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. And why does Mallory do that?
And I was like, why are you okay with that? Like, that was the concept that I was like, it broke my heart. Because then after Bear, and she goes through these different relationships, and you're like, oh, she's growing and she's learning and she's going to finally like, let him go.
But both her and Jake, this is something that they both share. They both know that they're second. Like, I don't think.
What do you mean second? Because like Mallory is second?
Mallory knows that she's not a first. Jake also knows that he's not a first. That's why they accept the relationships that they accept.
But okay. Jake is the first.
But he's not the first.
But not in
Ursula's life.
No, not in Ursula's life.
No one can be.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mallory also, for some reason, they both share this thing where they both just know they're not a first.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like they're not going to be anyone's number one.
But I was really disappointed that. So I feel like Mallory. Well, okay. Let's talk about Frey and Mallory, and then I'll get to this.
Oh yeah,
Scotty, but
Scotty,
just, you know,
I like the names of these. Scotty, Jacob. I feel like I need to go to Scotland.
But so another of Cooper's weddings.
Third or the fourth?
Take three, take four, two.
Mallory is upset again by Jake and Ursula's relationship in a way. She's
running into them always at Cooper's wedding.
She just realizes that she's not the first and it hurts.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm the second.
So she goes into the bathroom. Well, before this, I think it's important to note that Jake and Ursula's relationship, like Ursula's working away, Jake is staying in DC, even though she was flying back to go visit him, and then they finally like, well, what's the point of this? We don't really even need to be around each other. Like, we have like this transactional relationship kind of.
Yeah.
So don't worry about coming back. And she's in Las Vegas with her law firm and several other partners. And she's the only female that's doing this particular project.
Yeah.
And so she, Jake goes to visit her in Las Vegas, and she totally blows him off.
Oh my God.
And
that was so rude.
Upset. And he finds out that she's like doing after dinner drinks with AJ.
And looking like a freaking supermodel while doing it and glowing.
And AJ is pretty hot himself. Like,
yes.
They would be like a Norwegian Viking.
And I think Ursula's like dark, tall. Like, I don't know if she, incredibly thin, like anorexic.
Well, because she just doesn't eat. She doesn't have time.
No. And so this has been going on. And I think Jake always knew something was going on, but I don't think it bothered him.
No, because he had his thing. And so I think in some senses, him kind of knowing that made it, he actually appreciated that. I think for him, he liked the fact that she had that and that they didn't have to discuss it, because her having that made it okay for him to have his, you know? And I think that they both understood that without understanding that. Like she had, it was like, okay, that's your battery charger. I need a battery charger. Cause their relationship was, how can we support Ursula changing the world?
You know, she wasn't at that change the world right now. Nothing. She's in corporate.
Yeah. But she was, you know, but it was still like Ursula's drive. Ursula's drive is.
She's going to.
Is what our relationship about. Our relationship is about supporting Ursula's drive.
So that this has been going on in Ursula's life. And then they convene at Cooper's wedding and Ursula's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
She's sick.
And she's vomiting. And I think she doesn't really pay attention to Mallory. Like, she kind of knows who she is, but not really. And she confesses to her, I think I might be pregnant. And I don't think it's my husband.
Yeah, but she doesn't quite say it, but says it.
But Mallory, like, she gets it. She's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mallory could have been very malicious.
Oh, absolutely.
At that point in time.
Yes.
And she had a decision to make.
Yeah, and she did. And she kind of talks through that process of making that decision there.
Yes. And I thought, wow. That was a big thing of her to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it was the right thing for her to do.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But I think that also gave Mallory permission to keep.
I was very conflicted.
But see, this that was so important because this also gave Mallory permission to continue.
Yeah.
Because I think Mallory, as who her soul was,
yeah,
couldn't have continued their relationship, especially after babies were involved, mm-hmm. with knowing, you know, I don't think Mallory could have continued the relationship had she not had that bit of information.
Right.
And so this also was another reason why the relationship was allowed to go on for 28 summers.
Exactly. Think about, there's little secrets.
Mm-hmm. So
some well-written.
But what happens as a result of this.
Yes. Yeah.
She goes back out to the wedding and, you know, kind of bellies up to the bar with Frey. Mm-hmm. And they... I don't know, have some weird
moment.
They walk out to the
they're both feeling down and out, and they basically just go have sex up against a tree and don't even use protection. They're like, oh shit, we forgot protection. Drunk. They're so drunk.
And then right at the moment after that, they're like, huh, all right, that was weird.
That's never happened.
Like, yeah, they were like, they're like it wasn't like bad, but it were like, I just had sex with my brother, and then I love the fact that they're such good friends that like when they find out they're pregnant that they're like, okay, we're not even gonna try to pretend this was a relationship. They just tell everyone, yeah, we both got drunk at Cooper's wedding and hooked up. That's all this is. We're still good friends, we love each other. But
So Mallory ends up getting pregnant and having Frey's child.
And they end up like it's a great parenting situation. They're just friends. They're like, there's never any drama over this. But this is also an important thing too, because since Mallory had Link and she didn't need to have, you know, Mallory's such a natural nurturer. She needed to have a child in her life.
I think so too.
But because she has this child with Link, she doesn't need to go and have another relationship with someone else.
This fills her cup.
This fills her cup.
Yes, for sure.
And so all of these things.
I think one thing at this moment in time, I think something really interesting and insightful maybe happened with Mallory. So, backstory here, Link's first birthday party. So Frey's mom was kind of like, she was never married. She was kind of like, she always dressed really scant.
She was a disco dancer.
She was a disco dancer.
Yeah, and she
Frey didn't even know who her dad was.
Yeah, and she was not a great mom. Like, Mallory's family were more parents to Frey.
Which is why Frey was her brother.
Yeah, which is why Frey was her brother.
Yes, and so we've got Frey's mom, and I wish I could remember her name.
I can't remember.
She was so not memorable.
And then we've got, and then meanwhile, Leland's parents, get divorced
because
her dad Steve had been hooking up with Frey's mom.
Yep,
like their entire childhood.
Yes,
it had been going on for years and it finally comes out, and now they're like the couple like that's. So they're together now.
Yes.
And they show up at their grandson's first birthday party. Where it's kind of like, this is an awkward situation.
Yeah,
and you can tell, like, they're being shunned. And it's uncomfortable for them. Yeah. And she overhears them arguing about, like, oh, well, I told you we shouldn't come. Like, this, you know, people, you know, they hate us and, you know, we're not accepted. And I thought, gosh, like Valerie's had a few close calls where her and Jake could get found out.
Yeah.
It's been happening more and more. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ah, is this going to be an aha moment for Mallory? And it's like truly the first time that it ever even crosses her mind.
That they could be discovered.
That she's having an affair with Jake.
Yes.
Like, yeah. She didn't.
Like, they don't yes. see it as an affair, yeah. which is so messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. They never, it didn't even cross her mind.
Yeah.
And so my thought was like, this happens. I mean, gosh, 60, 65, 70. I don't know what the numbers are because it's hard to like really quantify it.
You think most like 50% of marriages have affairs?
The affairs are very common. Mm-hmm. Yes. And in fact, like just to point out a book that Elizabeth Gilbert wrote like years ago, Committed, like she talks about how marriage was not like all about love and passion and romance.
Oh,
like
yeah.
We view it today, it was a transactional thing.
Like, oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a transfer of property and property security.
Exactly. So the affairs were where you got
your love.
That.
Yeah.
And so now, like, women haven't changed.
Women just had to be like, you have to be faithful for the, you know, yeah. for the first few children.
Yeah, and I think even marriage certificates weren't even a thing. I think the Catholic Church is what actually, like, they invented the marriage certificate.
Yeah.
And, like, that kind of changed, like, how marriage was viewed. But before then, it was just like, oh, this is transactional, and where we have our love and passion is outside of marriage. And so...
It sounds very French.
It does. It does sound very French.
It's like it lives a very French... But I think the French still kind of have a lot of that.
But now we look down on it, and we're super judgy about it. But, I mean, it's hard not to be judgy about it. So I'm wondering, like, they're going to get found out.
Well...
This is, like, something I've had conversations with people, like, off and on over the years. Like, could you forgive your partner...
An affair?
For an affair.
It depends.
I don't know.
I feel like, you know,
it is so situational.
I would say everybody can make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make a bad choice.
Yeah.
It would depend, you know, if like somebody's like, if somebody said, hey, this happened. Yeah. I made a really bad choice. I'm choosing you because I love you, mm-hmm. not this other person. Mm-hmm. Then you could say, you know what? Okay, I'll forgive you. I'll give, you know, one time, you know, right. but like, we can't have this happening all the
well,
time.
Well, you have to understand why, what was the need that was not being met that caused you to do that? Like, are we going to work on the relationship? Because here's the thing about human beings. We all have needs. We find ways to meet our needs. So, if you have a bad behavior, like, well, I'm bad behavior. If you have an affair, there's something that's not being met in you that is why you chose to do that to meet that need. And so if you just say, oh, I promise I'll never do that again. Well, unless you actually fill that need in a different way, you are probably going to do it again because that is your path for filling that need. Yep. It's just the same thing. So
the person that's having the affair, I don't want to say that it's because their partner was doing anything.
It's not. No,
wrong.
I don't think. No, it's because
any way,
that person.
Form,
no,
they
absolutely
are
not.
Missing
but,
something.
But that person is missing something. And yeah, so that person needs to take responsibility for understanding
why was I missing?
Why am I choosing that? Because unless it's with anything, you have to acknowledge the situation. Yeah. You have to just own it. So you own it, then you understand it, and then you can change it.
And then maybe. So could you forgive your partner? I think that's important for your own healing. It doesn't matter what the partner does or doesn't do.
Oh, absolutely.
But then like, can you heal from that and come together?
It just depends. If you can own it, understand it and change it, then you can.
But also this is like, if your partner's just having a sex, mm-hmm. just did have sex or whatever.
Because I think there's people in this world that just like to be sexually gratified.
Yeah.
However, wherever, whomever, whatever.
But then they shouldn't be married.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
But
there needs to be rules in place for how that goes down.
There's a difference though too. But if somebody's having an affair and they're emotionally connected, like Mallory and Jake, mm-hmm. that's a whole different.
That is a whole different level.
That's a whole different thing. Then it's more, it's not more, it's not just like, oh, you made a mistake once, you're choosing me. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, you are emotionally connected to this other person.
Yeah.
And you're not choosing me necessarily. You are conflicted. So I think that that is a tough one.
But because, I think in this situation, like for Jake, Mallory's choosing the world over him. Ursula is choosing. So he's not Ursula's first choice.
I think this is interesting because Ursula also had an affair.
Yeah.
And she also loved AJ. She loved him.
She did love him.
And he died in the 9/11 event.
Mm-hmm.
And I, in my mind, I'm like, why do you think she loved AJ and not Jake? And he was always there and very supportive. I didn't feel like Jake appreciated
her. No, he didn't. He didn't. No.
Because, and I think part of the reason he didn't appreciate her was because of Mallory.
Yes. I think he was.
That's true.
And it broke my heart.
Yeah. So it was very true.
This is what I'm saying is if you're having an affair that's emotional as well as sexual, that pulls somebody. They can't be totally connected. They can't be Mallory or Ursula. I am choosing you. I'm fully invested in you. He's torn.
And I don't think it was fair because what Jake and Mallory had was fake. It was a vacation once a year for 3 days. They didn't have to deal with the tough things
that
you deal with every day. Like who gets to take the kids to soccer?
Yeah. Exactly.
Who's going to pay this bill?
Yeah.
It's just all fun.
Exactly. Make believe.
They didn't even have to think about what they were going to have for dinner.
No. Yeah. No.
Like something as mundane as that because they already had it figured out.
Yeah.
They had everything lined out. It was just.
It was a fantasy.
And so it was so unfair because.
You can't compete with that.
It is not possible.
I was. Okay. This leads me into Scotty. Because Mallory meets Scotty on the beach. She's with Link and they're kind of having just this nice little day. And Scotty is playing Frisbee or something with his dog. And he comes over and says, you know, you bought my blazer. And they end up
having... Best pickup line ever.
Yeah.
Because it was.
Yes. But they end up, I felt, like having a very good relationship.
And I like it too because like when she bought it from him, I love that the author, like she's so good. I love that she even like him just going, we got like Scotty. I love that my baby's going to someone who's going to love my baby.
And she looks good in that car.
Yeah,
and they deserve each other.
They deserve each other. Yeah, like, so there was a connection even at the beginning.
Yeah, and
I thought those two had a good relationship.
Me too.
They should have.
Yes.
I agree.
And I was kind of mad.
To throttle.
Yes.
Mallory.
Yes.
Because she chose her fantasy.
She chose to live in a dream world.
Over reality.
Getting to like have a real deep connection with somebody.
Yeah. But they both believe that what they had
was not a deep connection.
It wasn't. It was a fantasy connection.
Mm-hmm. And Scotty was somebody that she could have a daily relationship with.
I mean, Scotty should have been her friend's wedding with Jake. She was going to skip her best friend's wedding.
Yeah. Like trying to figure out how she could.
Because it was over Labor Day weekend. Because she couldn't bring Jake.
Yeah.
Like.
And
how awful.
And like holidays.
Yeah.
All those things that she did with Scotty that she loved. Like having a partner with to do something, to do things
absolutely.
With. I was, that really made me.
Her fantasy ruined her opportunity for real.
Yes, it was. I'm like, want to whack her over the head.
I agree.
This situation really, it was upsetting to me that.
But how often do people choose fantasy?
Yeah.
Oh, all the reality. Time because fantasy is
exciting.
There is nothing more intoxicating to your brain.
Yeah.
Than what you can imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nothing.
Yes.
And you only have to keep it real for 3 days a year. They didn't allow themselves to call each other.
You can make it be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean, this is like, I always thought like it in therapy and stuff like that, like, okay, it's mm-hmm. so awesome to go in and be the kick-ass therapist for an hour and like, oh my God, I can be just so incredible when I'm on for 1 hour. But you can't compare the therapist coming in for 1 hour to the poor parent or the poor, you know, the caretaker who's with absolutely this person 24/7. You same. Can't expect the same level of attention when it's my job to focus on you for an hour and I have all the training and it's my job and it's, you are the, no, there's a huge difference between the therapist coming in for an hour and living life with this person who also has all the obligations of who's going to take the kids to soccer, what's going to be the dinner plans. Mm-hmm. How am I going to balance this with everything else that's going on?
Yeah.
And therapists, it always pisses me off when you get the therapist who are like,
why aren't you,
you know, like, you know, it's like, hey, do you realize that, you know, you just gave me 3 hours a day of one-on-one therapy intensive things I need to do with my child, but you don't realize that.
Or with myself or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You don't realize that like I have two other kids and I have a husband and I have a job and I have a house I have to maintain. And, you know, we also have bills that we have to pay and things like that. And I can't spend 80% of our money on this child. That doesn't mean that I don't love this child or this thing as much as, you know, but
it's part of the fantasy story. I was just like, I think I might even like whimpered. I'm like, why are you letting Scotty go?
You fool
of a woman.
Yes. She, and it was because of her fantasy.
She was intoxicated.
I mean, that's her drug. They're each other's drug. So here's the question. So this is, they're addicts. They were addicts for each other.
And
it's an addictive behavior. So why, the thing, I get why Jake chose her, because he knew he needed Ursula and he knew that Ursula was not going to fill his cup for life. So it made sense to me why Jake would need the drug of Mallory. Okay. What didn't make sense to me is why Mallory chose the drug.
Well, we kind of already said that she's got Link.
Link has Link, but she chose this before.
Yeah. But this is why it was, she was why able was, to continue.
Yeah, she was able to continue. When she, this is why the Scotty
once,
thing.
Once
yeah.
Jake was in a position that, gosh, he could move and be with, in Nantucket with her. He considered it often.
Yeah.
They didn't need that because she had Link.
Yeah.
Like, that's what made it work for her. Like, gosh. Ellen, you really thought of everything.
She did.
Maggie's characters were very, very realistic.
Everyone made sense. Yeah, everyone made sense.
There was consequences to each action. You got the emotional weight of that consequence.
And there was no Scooby-Dooing it where you're like,
nothing Scooby
even
about
when,
it.
Yeah, even when you're like, oh, well, that's kind of convenient that she hooks up with her brother, but it made so much sense.
So as the book progresses, like, Ursula is rising in Congress, and and there are more and more events where Ursula's, like, really aware, and you're like, what is going to happen with this? And I don't want to talk about it. Because, you guys, it is such a good read.
It's so well written.
But this is a love story where you're thinking Jake and Mallory are supposed to be together.
Yes.
But it's a love triangle the whole time.
It is.
And it works out, I hate to say it, exactly as it should.
It does.
Yeah.
I agree. Because I hate to say this, but I'm really kind of sad for Mallory in the end.
Me too.
My heart breaks for her.
My heart breaks because she doesn't, and here's the thing that, and she's so good natured that she doesn't realize that she missed.
Yeah.
Like when she, when she, you know, we, okay,
did
she
you
dies.
Just bawl?
I did. So, I was crying so hard. I came in, was getting my hair done because I was finishing it. And so I came into court. I was finishing it driving up from Spokane to come up and see Courtney to get my, my roots done. Yeah. And and
she
was just like,
red eyes. I need a few minutes.
I hadn't finished it yet. I was like, oh no, please don't tell me. I don't want to know. She's like, oh, but I can. I'm like,
I mean, it's great. You're going to love it. It's awful.
I had just gotten back from a hike through Dead Horse Canyon, and Brad and Olivia were with me, and I was listening to it, and and I get in the car, and they're like,
"What's going on?" Okay, so I do have a question for you, because one thing that we haven't talked about that they think we should, because it's important to the thematicness, is Ursula reads an article about a same time next year. And before she figures out that the article that she was reading is actually describing her husband's relationship with,
because Leland,
the bitch,
is a social climber.
Yes.
And will use anyone.
Yeah.
And everything. Yep. And this is finally the point where Mallory realizes,
Leland,
oh my gosh, I have been abused my whole life by this woman.
Yes, exactly.
Here's a little secret. Don't tell anybody your secret, because
that is a Mallory, big secret and burden to carry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jake and Mallory are like, okay, we cannot tell anybody.
Yes.
And they don't keep that forever until Mallory has a weak moment.
Because both of her parents died in were killed on the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then she breaks down and tells Leland. Because
they're right after the memorial, and Leland's there, and they are drinking, and she's drinking at that same
memorial.
Ursula goes to the memorial, and who doesn't?
Jake. Yes. Because Jake says, don't do that.
And
that's
where, I mean, Ursula, all of the cards are starting to fall.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
Leland sees Ursula there and is like, social climbing opportunity. I'm going to use this to my advantage, because that's what she does.
Yes.
And so, but the thing that's crazy is, and that I wanted to ask you guys about is Ursula, when she reads that same time next year, before she realizes that this is about her husband, this particular one, she goes, you know, that might be a good idea for a marriage, because I remember my time with him. Like, if I had the same time, she actually is contemplating
Oh, gosh, because the article was titled, Is This Something, A Fix for Modern Marriages?
Yes, so
Same time next year.
Same time next year.
And it is an interesting concept. Like, could this solve
I love that we got to hear Ursula's unbiased processing of that concept. And she's like, well, I could possibly see that as a... So I love that we got her unbiased opinion about... Well, it might be an actual good idea.
Yeah,
could I work
this
before she realizes that it's happening? That she's on the other end of that.
Oh, my God.
So I love this author is amazing. Mm-hmm, we need to find out what other books she writes.
Summer of 69, and I think that's a number one New York Times bestseller.
Okay.
I'm reading everything this woman ever writes.
She's a phenomenal writer. Yes, an amazing author.
So good.
Makes sense, just go right out and read Summer 69.
Yes, great. Yeah. But you know what? What I love about her is, like, it doesn't scream like, you know, when you're reading this, you're like, not like, oh, you know, you don't realize how well it's written until you start really talking about it, and you go, oh,
and
my
all
God.
The chips start to fall.
And it all makes sense. And all the character
development.
Psychologically,
these characters make sense.
Everything makes sense.
So good.
Well written. So if you want to know how to become a great writer,
should we answer
read this
question?
Woman.
Should we
let's talk questions? About it.
Because I don't want to reveal anything else about this story.
No, because it's such a good read.
Yeah.
I think we gave little snippets enough, but we didn't give it all away. You guys got to read it.
Okay, well, would these people realistically ever get together?
Jake and Mallory?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they make sense.
They do make sense.
Were you guys
rooting for them?
But then she met Scotty, and I was like, it's time to be done with
Jake. Did you guys
want
her to let Jake go?
Yes.
Yes.
The whole time?
Yes.
No, yeah. I did.
I wanted her to live in reality.
I felt like
she deserved to have reality in her life, and she never chose reality.
Do you think that Jake was viewing this as a fantasy situation in the same way that Mallory was? Were they on the same level?
I think that Jake needed this more than Jake needed this. Jake needed this because he was never going to not be with Ursula.
Yeah.
But Ursula wasn't right for him.
So this was his passion. And I think, and this is why I think Ursula is such a beautiful human. She understood it.
She got it. And she's like, how kind. Like, I really feel like Ursula, like, I think the problem that happened is Ursula and Jake were both good people, and they they just committed to each other, but they weren't right for each other, but they were both such good people.
They were and they weren't.
So I don't know.
But isn't that everyone?
Yeah.
Isn't that every true. Relationship?
And maybe I wonder
there's
too.
There's no two people that are the exact perfect match.
No, that just doesn't exist. I kind of agree with
we
that.
We were talking about how like he was not, because of Mallory, he was not completely committed to Ursula. Now, would their relationship have been better if Mallory hadn't been in the picture?
They would have had a lot more fights. So I honestly,
Ursula recognized whenever Jake came home from his weekend with the bullies, he was rejuvenated.
Yeah,
I know, but was like, he?
But it's what got
so me. I'm saying so, is like, was he resentful of Ursula because she wasn't Mallory?
No, this is what I think that happened. I honestly think that Ursula and Jake would have had to fight out and actually had the arguments for intimacy. He would have had to battle her. He would have had to battle with her drive.
Hmm.
He would have had to fight her on her drive.
I think he would have lost.
That's so sad. Don't tell me that.
He would have.
He would have. So he would have had to battle her drive for demanding more intimacy from her. And she would have had to have a heart-to-heart about what she really wanted in life and come to her own truth.
But the thing is, they did that. She was very upfront about who she was.
She was, exactly.
And they did that before Jake even like met Mallory.
And so this is the thing that Jake should not have married Ursula. Because
he put it off and she wanted it.
Exactly.
He
kept putting it off. Jake shouldn't have married her because she was very upfront about where her priorities were. But he couldn't not marry her.
So you guys, because of who I am.
He was not being honest with himself about who he was.
Yeah.
Ursula was being honest in that relationship. So Jake was actually kind of, I hate to say this, even though I love Jake, he was the dick in this book.
Oh, yeah, he's a very likable person.
He is. But
I was most upset with Jacob.
Yes.
Any of the characters.
But he never let Mallory...
Because he
never let
Ursula
go either.
At one point, wanted to.
Yeah.
She's like, we should stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He kept two amazing women on hold.
On a leash.
Their entire lives. And these two. So he kind of was a greedy son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He was. So, yeah, do I think
they would have realistically ever gotten together?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Jake and Mallory.
College.
When we very first started talking about that pivotal moment when they very first met and got together and hooked up, like, I kept going back to that. Like, they should have.
They should have, but you know what? They chose not to because I think...
But it had consequences for everyone else. And I think things worked out the way they should have in the end.
Yeah, I agree.
But, what a
roller coaster for these two.
Yeah.
It was.
How long will their relationship last?
It's hard to say because the two of them as a relationship, we don't really know.
Yeah, we don't know. They were make-believe.
Yeah, so it's so hard
honestly,
to know. Like, if they had
fun and compatible, but...
So back to your point, Lisa... If they had made different choices when they first met, how long would they have been a sustainable
couple?
But
you know what? Probably. But here's the thing. So Jake is always going to be Jake. Jake was the only character in this who didn't have as much growth.
Yeah, he really didn't.
Because he was the same person.
But also, we didn't, like, because this was told from Ursula
and Mallory's perspective. We didn't get to see Jake's growth. Yeah.
Because we didn't get to see his perception as
well. This would be wonderful. I wish, what if she wrote this book, the same book, through the guy's perspective?
That would be interesting.
Oh my God, if she would do that, I would love that because I would love
but
I would
you
love
didn't
to
see in his actions and his choices growth.
No, you didn't because he was still the same thing. He was still going to avoid reality in a sense.
And he was choosing that.
So I guess the thing that
only moment of growth was choosing to step away from Big Pharma and follow his career passion in something that he truly believed
in. I agree with
you. To make a difference in the world. Like, that was his only actionable choice of growth.
That's very true.
But as a the two of them. I don't think that they would have pushed each other.
What I want to say this too is like,
what was that Gone Girl? You guys read Gone Girl?
Yeah, but I can't remember it.
Oh my gosh! In the end, my gosh, the characters are like the husband and wife. Like she sets him up.
Now I do remember this. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And then she comes out. Oh no, this is what happened.
Yeah,
but in the end, like. He knows she's sadistic, manipulative, controlling, and evil.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But he chooses to stay with her because she makes him work hard to be a better person.
Yeah.
Well, I get that.
Really messed up. Yeah. But at the same time, like sometimes we do gravitate to people that make us drive and work. And I think in that way, Jake and Mallory wouldn't have done that for each other the way that Jake and Ursula did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so... I'm like, I don't think that Jake and Mallory were a good match, but they were a fun fling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's very true.
I don't think they were meant to be. If they had like really given their relationship a good run, I don't think they would have lasted past 2 years.
Yeah.
Because the chemistry would have been
a little bit longer than 2 years. I think they would have lasted just because of their personalities. They're so go along, get along.
Which can be problematic.
Yeah, they're both way too go along, get along.
Mm-hmm.
And they both also want to not understand reality. And they both dealt with problems, but they both like an element of fantasy. Like,
mm-hmm.
So it's hard. What do you do in relationships where there's someone who will not identify their reality? Like, one thing I love about Ursula is she was so straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And so... You know, I mean,
it's voting for her, by the way.
It's a bitch thing. Me too.
Me too.
It's a bitch. You know, it's a quote unquote bitch thing to say to someone.
Yeah.
You are not my priority. I mean, that takes a lot of strength and honesty. Like, that mm-hmm. takes so much, so much. I have so much respect for that mm-hmm. because. At least she didn't say to him. Yeah, and she didn't say to him.
And you're not hurting.
Yes, she didn't say to him. You don't have the expectation. What hurts, I think, what's betrayal for someone
mm-hmm.
is when they create the fantasy in you.
Yeah.
And you should be
expecting these things out of me, but she was like, don't expect
exactly.
them.
Exactly. So, not who I am. So, yeah. So like,
and so Jake didn't have to live a life of hurt.
Yes. Because he didn't have to go, why am I always
the back burner?
Yeah, exactly.
That's painful.
That's painful when you're not important. That sucks.
I love that we've kind of read a couple books in close together, Red, White, and Royal Blue, where that's about a female president. This is a female hopeful president.
Yeah that's kind of
true.
I
love these ideas.
So you guys.
We need Lisa's book to get published.
I know.
About
yes,
it.
I got a female so president. I related
Another
so much
president.
To this book.
There is
and
a
my
lot
favorite line, and I don't know. And it's Ursula. She's during the interview, she says something, and this was probably my favorite line from mm-hmm. the book. And it goes along with the concept of the book I wrote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is men want women to succeed.
Oh, yes.
It's the women who are cloak and dagger.
Mm-hmm.
And Ursula points that out. And people like that was like a super controversial statement.
Yeah.
And I think if we really paused and we really dug deep on that idea, because that's what I'm doing in my book.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of my story. Because my whole book was about a female running for president, and what brings her down is the cloak and dagger women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But like, it's also like, but it's so hard because as
so
a female, because I feel
real.
Like we have such
potential
family
obligations.
You know, we have a level of expectation, societally expectations based around family.
But Jake and Ursula, like if you look at their dynamic, like Jake supported Ursula.
Uh-huh.
Ursula supported Jake.
Yes, exactly.
Jake wanted her to succeed. He really, truly did.
He does.
He championed her.
He does. He does.
And you know what? Why not? He wanted her to succeed.
Yeah.
And she understood that. That's why it was fantastic. Men are totally capable of that.
And
I think sometimes women set themselves up to be like, oh, this is my role. And the men just have to follow suit when they want us to succeed.
Yeah, they want us to be our best selves.
Women end up being too freaking amazing.
Instead of supporting each other, we end up being too competitive with each other.
Exactly.
We really do. Oh my God, you guys.
I can't wait. My book has to get published.
Don't you think that men... Okay, so here's the thing too. You know, I don't think guys compete with each other
The same way women do.
It's, like, guys compete with each other. Like, we're sports, I mean, we're this, we're, we're. But they're so direct when they're competing.
To being dogs and women to being cats. In some instances. You know what I'm saying? When I say that, like, they're loyal. They'll fight it out, but then they'll go lick each other's balls, you know, and they'll move on.
So I think, even when I was in...
They'll leave scars.
When I was in Turks and Caicos with, like, these seven boys who shared a house or a condo together, not one weird drama. I mean, they did not... There's no drama between them. And they were, like, they fell in love with these other girls. And there was totally no drama.
I always thought about,
like, what if it was reverse and you had seven girls that were in a condo together that age who met, like, seven boys?
There would have been tears and blood.
Oh my gosh.
And isn't that sad to me? Isn't that sad? The boys were supporting each other in this interesting way. It's like, you like that girl.
Guys, I have a whole theory about why this is happening.
Yes.
And that's what I wrote about. We could get into that, but it's sad.
It is sad.
I really believe that until women learn to support each other and to say, oh my gosh, I am so excited and happy for you that you made that awesome thing happen. Way to go.
Yeah.
Don't you think so that women in some sense,
what a different way things would be.
With everything changing, I'm kind of excited to see it happen. Because I think that
I'm going to do nothing but promote that in
so many generations.
Society. Yeah.
Women have had to compete with each other to get the best provider husband, kind of in a sense. Mm-hmm. And so we've been like, men have had to compete against each other for the actual resources, and women have had to compete against each other for the men for access to resources.
But now that we realize that we are a resource.
We are the resource. We are. In fact, we're kind of the ultimate.
Without us, there would be nothing.
Yeah, and so so I think that it's interesting. So I think that hopefully culturally we'll.
Yeah, I loved that was pointed out in this book, and I was like, I so relate.
Mm-hmm. Ellen, this is just such a good book.
I love you.
She's such a great writer, you guys.
She's great.
Yes. So steaminess wise, let's go on to our other questions.
I would say it was jalapeno.
Not even green that. Pepper. Yeah, green pepper.
There were a lot of sex scenes.
But there was nothing very sensual. Yeah, there's sex. I mean, like, you know that they were having sex, but it was like
she describes it up to the point, like they kiss, and then you know later on they're like cuddling. I mean,
exactly.
You're not going sort of, through how it's.
But that's not what this story. This wasn't sensory. That's not what this book was about.
No. So green pepper. Yeah, I would say that's green pepper.
And we talked about your favorite line, which was definitely my favorite line.
Yeah, I loved that. Mm-hmm. I was like,
universally.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Does this book matter?
Yes.
So, yes.
I want everyone to
look
read
this book. Look at how many things we've just discussed. There's so many things going on in this book and so many ideas.
I could talk about this for days.
I could too. Because, you know, I could seriously, you could go through any... All of the characters are so well written.
And I want you to write Jake McLeod.
Yes. Write this book. Write it from the three guys' perspectives.
Yeah.
You know, like
I
would love to see Cooper, Jake, and, you know.
Oh my gosh, what a fun read.
Please. We love these characters. I mean, like, come on. We get the smutty novels where the three girlfriends, like, you know, are going to all hook up, you know, and we get to hear all their sexy stories. Let's talk about the men's perspective of the intimate, emotional stuff. Yeah. You do it so well.
Do we care about the characters? Yes.
Absolutely.
That's why we cried at the end.
Oh, my gosh. I bawled like a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, Courtney, I'm going to need a minute.
I know. So good. Yeah.
Would we we would recommend it to everyone.
I really feel like it should be. I mean, it might be right up there with To Kill a Mockingbird.
Honestly, from a relationship standpoint, from a character development standpoint, and just from a humanistic worldview, I mean, just beautiful.
Yeah.
And so well written.
Yeah, it was very well done. Love it. Let's make ninth grade English classes require it.
Yes. Go to our website.
MyPerfectRomance.com.
Yeah.
That's, we're on Facebook now, too.
Facebook. Oh, yeah. And eventually we'll do things with those more regularly. So thank you for listening.
All right, Sam.
Good night.
Bye.